Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay! How are the Chargers going to do? How do you think they're going to do this week? Are they playing this weekend?
They're playing the Denver Broncos.
So I got a tofu scenario possibly happening here. If the Chargers beat the Broncos, I have to eat a tofu hot dog. So, but I'm still going to root for the Chargers. What do you think of that? I'm still going to root for the Chargers, and I hope the Chargers win, even though I'm going to have to eat a tofu hot dog. Now, the deal on that, by the way, the deal is, as I said, if the Chargers beat the Broncos, I would eat a tofu hot dog. Now, the deal is I get to have it on any bun I want, plus I get to have any condiments, okay? So right next to that tofu hot dog will probably be strips of meat, because that's a condiment for me now, just in case you didn't know that. That's fair. Seems fair to me. What a great story, by the way, from Stu. Stu, that was terrific to have somebody who has done all of us such an honor and such service and have such constant faith in the Lord. And it's just funny because he's 92, right? And he's 92. And you know what he told us is he listens to the show. So our demographic, it used to be 9 to 90. Now it's 9 to 92. So I think that's awesome stuff. I always think that's cool. Let's go right into the heart of something that's going to make everybody freak out. Ready? Do we have our little freak out thingy? You got that freak out sound? Probably not. All right. I could just, you know, freak out. Oh, yeah. Freak out. Oh, yeah. But I think the one on the record is better. That was better than what I just did right there. Here's the dealios, by the way. Oh, and by the way, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. And boy, I'm sure, I don't know if I've heard the, I haven't had a chance to listen to the commercials throughout this show, but I'm sure that new commercial is running already. 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Let's get it straight. New roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs, anything like that, Excalibur Roofing, they're the people you want to talk to. You go to ExcaliburRoofing.com if you want to just kind of get a flavor. You know, get that feel, kind of get a notion. But also, you call them at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803, because all their estimates are free. And did you look outside? It's a nice weather, but it's going to be getting stormy and dark and raining. So that means that you got to make sure your roof is okay. Okay? That's all. Was that a weird voice to use? I guess. Okay. What can I say? All right. So don't forget, Excalibur Roofing. Okay. Did you find that freak out thing? Freak out! Okay, sorry. You know which one I like the most? The gibberish one. I think that's like the funniest. Who does that? I mean, I must have been just, you know, going on like 1 hour of sleep. Or if I get 7 hours of sleep, I kind of go the other way and I do it the other way. I'm gonna ruin this for some people. I'm not trying to ruin it. As you know, I'm in Numbers. And I'm also in Luke. So I'm in Luke in one Bible version, Numbers in another Bible version. Today was the Luke version. And I got a DDD, and I don't want people to get mad at me. I don't want you to be really upset because I'm going to just, you know, it's the same thing with the manger scene, okay? Have you ever seen a manger scene sold in the United States? You ever seen one of those? Yeah?
Yes, I have.
They are biblically incorrect. Now, you say, well, why is that? Why would they be biblically incorrect? Because when Mary and Joseph had Jesus, it was only the shepherds. Only the shepherds. The Magi, not Magi, Magi, didn't show up until 2 years later. When Mary and Joseph had Jesus, they were in the little stable, in the little thing, right? When the Magi followed the star, it was over a house. This is the littlest thing. You got to think, well, wait, what does that mean? Well, the reason we know it was 2 years later is because when they told Herod And then they fooled Herod and left. Herod had every child from 2 years old and under killed, according to the time frame. So that means that Jesus would have been about two when the Magi got there to give the gifts. That's just that. So you can't. You can try to escape it, and you can have all the fun you want because you like your manger scene. And my wife has one, and she likes hers. It's just not biblically correct. I can't change that. It doesn't alter. You can still have a manger scene. I don't think God's upset about that. I think it's okay. Now, I think the manger scenes that show like little mini Coke machines. I don't think that's such a good idea. That seems a little off to me. I could be wrong. But that's really kind of going far out there. But hey, you know, everybody likes their stuff, I guess. So every once in a while, when we talk about this stuff, we're going to talk about what we call the misses of Christmas. Isn't that nice? It's M-I-S-S-E-S, misses, like, ooh, missed it, of Christmas. The misses of Christmas. That's what this one's called. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And this is going to shatter a few people, especially maybe some of the older people who haven't thought this all the way through. Luke chapter 2, verse 14 says this: glory to God in the highest heaven. This is the angels. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth. Now listen to this. Peace on earth to people God favors. Now wait, there is an alternative ending to that verse, accordingly to some people say. I'm going to read this verse in about seven different translations to you. And I want you to listen to the translations of what's being said. Because what the scripture is saying is peace on earth. Okay, yay, peace. But it's peace between God and man. Not between man and man. It's peace between God and man, not man and man. It's glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. Now listen to this, because you've heard all your life, Christmas, it's about being good to one another. Isn't that what we say? It's about the gifts. You give gifts to one another, you're nice to one another. It's about the goodwill of man, right? Wrong. You're right. That's right. I can't change this stuff, people. It's not my fault. I'm going to read you now five different translations in a row. Tell me what you think. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Glory to God in the highest and on the earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among men whom he is pleased with. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to people who enjoy his favor. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among people with whom he is pleased. Are you getting the role here, people? Are you following this? Here's the American Standard Version, one of the oldest, most literal versions ever. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among men in whom he is well pleased. You getting this? English Revised Version. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among men in whom he is well pleased. It's like all of the peace is with the people that God is pleased with, that God is connected to. It's not peace man to man. It's peace from God to man. And it's like, it's Christmas. You got to be nice to one another. And it's Christmas. You better have an active relationship with God. You see the difference there? Do you see you following that? There's a substantial difference between everybody saying, oh, well, it's Christmas. You know, goodwill amongst men. That's not what it says. It's goodwill for those between God and men in the relationship between God and man. And that's why it's called Emmanuel, or God with us. Get it? It's the whole thing about Christmas is not this, it's all about the presents. Well, maybe when you're six, you know, it's all about the presents. But let's be honest, this goodwill is a goodwill between men and God and on whom his favor rests. And you know on whom his favor rests? Those that believe in Jesus. That's it. It's inescapable. That's what Christmas is. But you don't understand. It should be all this other stuff. I read the second commandment. Well, you didn't read the second commandment before you read the first one, did you? That's why it's the first commandment. See, first place is always one, not Two. You got to remember. Okay, I got to go. All right, did you get that? The Misses of Christmas. That's a classic. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I'm really not mad. I'll prove it by doing a joke when I come back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
For years, you've heard ZeroRes say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. ZeroRes is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. ZeroRes patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get 2 rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res. SanDiego.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Somebody wants to know, I'm not trying to be the Grinch. I know it seems like, well, Dave, I mean, what am I supposed to do with the manger scene? I don't know. Put it out like you always do on Christmas. You can be really just show how biblically in touch you are by just going, you know, this manger scene, this one that I spent $70 on. Hey, I know this, but I'm just telling you because you might not know it. This is what you say to the person who visits you. That's really not biblical. Then you can tell them. You see, that gives you a chance to talk about the Bible and about all the things that God had to say and about the story of the birth of Christ. And then you can share with them the gospel and then lead them to the Lord. Right, that's a great idea. You just show them how smart you are. So then somebody else was like, well, I know, but I mean, just what does that mean? You know, goodwill between God and man. Well, because there was such animosity between God and man because of man's rebellious nature and his sinful nature, everything focuses in the past like before Christ, it focuses towards Christ. Everything after Christ focuses back to Christ. It's the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And when he was born, that's why it's God with us. That's why there's grace. That's why there's favor. Because God took a part of himself and became one of us. You know who gave the best illustration? I got to tell you, listen to this illustration. I did not come up with this. This is Billy Graham's. So it's always good. If you can use a story from Billy Graham, it's never a bad thing. It's like, no, that's not going to be bad. So he was telling of a story about a father, and I can't remember all the nuances, but I'm going to just give you like the gist. But he was saying, he's talking about a story about a father walking with his son. And the father and the son are walking, and they come across an ant hill. And somebody had obviously stepped on the ant hill, and there were ants that were dead, and there were ants that were wounded, and there were ants that were scurrying about with no direction, and there were ants that were going all over the place. And so they noticed it, and so the father said to the son, "What do you think we can do to help the ants?" And the son said, "I don't have any idea." And the father said, "You have to become an ant and then go down and help." Like, oh, now that's a great story, right? Come on, it's a great story. And it's like the sentiment behind it, the process behind it is a great way to understand what the Lord did. It's like we're the ants and he became one of us so he could help and change everything for us. So that's kind of cool. All right. We don't have a long segment, so I've got two things that I'm going to do. Okay, I got two things I'm going to do. I am going to do these jokes. I came across these new Christian jokes. I don't know. That's why I say I don't know if they're funny or not. Do you got? Are you ready to kind of? You ready? You feel comfortable? This first one's called "Good News and Bad News for the Pastor." Good news and bad news for the pastor. Ready? Good news: you baptized 7 people today in the river. Bad news: you lost 2 of them to the swift current. All right. Good news. The Women's Guild voted to send you a get well card. This is good news for the pastor. Bad news. The vote passed 31-30. That's funny, people. Come on. Let's see. This is another good one. Good news. Mrs. Jones is wild about your sermons. Bad news. Mrs. Jones is also wild about Gong Show, Beavis and Butthead, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, got hurt there. How about this one? Good news. Your women's softball team finally won a game. Bad news. They beat your men's softball team. That's pretty funny, isn't it? I think that's pretty good. Good news. Church attendance rose dramatically the last 3 weeks. Bad news. You were on vacation. That's very, very, very funny. Okay, let's see. good news, your biggest critic just left your church. Bad news, he's been appointed the head bishop of your denomination. Those are pretty good ones, right? They're not too shabby. What do you think? You think they were funny?
Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They were not too bad. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I don't even know. Where are we? What are we doing in time? Where are we in time? We're like 1 minute left. I did four or five jokes, and now we're out of time. Okay, I got a really powerful DDD. I'm kind of saving it. It is really powerful. It's a Christmassy one, but it's really, really cool. I really want you to hear it. I think it'll be a blessing. So stick around. We'll see if we can get to that sooner than later. And then we got a few other stories to cover in the news. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. How about we give away some Audio Adrenaline concert tickets? What do you think? We'll give away some tickets? Is that all right? That's what I did? Let's do that. Audio Adrenaline is going to be playing this Friday. What's today? Today's Thursday. So tomorrow night. You know I'm interviewing the band tomorrow. We're doing that big interviewee thingy there. I don't even know what that means. All I know is I'm interviewing them. It's a big interviewee thing. Anyway, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Oceanside Calvary Chapel Oceanside, which is 3715 Oceanic Way. Hey, that's what a great Oceanside Calvary Chapel. They're on Oceanic. That's genius.
Unless you watch Lost.
Yeah, then that might be a problem. Because then wherever you park your car, you ain't going to find it. So it wouldn't matter. But anyway, the value of a pair of tickets, $36, ladies and gentlemen. So we're giving away a pair of tickets. The concert's tomorrow night. The doors open at 6:30. The concert starts at 7. Do they still do concerts that start on time? Does that stuff still happen? Because I just don't.
Not that I'm aware of.
I just don't remember that. All right, so here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a trivia question. And then what you do is you're going to call in. You're going to call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you get the answer correct, you win the tickets. I mean, that's really kind of the big thing here is you got to get the answer correct. It's not that going to be that difficult or hard. So I just want to make sure that you know how the game goes. Okay? Okay. And just in lieu of what we had just talked about, let's do this as the trivia question. In Matthew, the word Emmanuel is given with its translation in Matthew chapter 1. What does Emmanuel mean? Now, I just said this in the last segment, so if you were listening, you should be able to get this one right away. What does Emmanuel mean? No guessing, please. And no, it doesn't mean Kentucky Fried Chicken. Good. Okay, so call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you think you know what Emmanuel means, and you can win a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson. And you know what the worst part about it? I told everybody how to win yesterday, RoboPaw. I made a mistake, and I said, you can just really go to Google, type in whatever I'm asking. What does Emmanuel mean? And then you know, it just pops up. You know, I'm just saying. That's commitment, huh?
But now you just told people how to win again.
Oops. Well, I missed that one, didn't I? Okay. Missed it by that much. Okay. That reminds me of Get Smart. Anyway, let me do this DDD. So that was a trivia question. What does Emmanuel mean? And if you know what it means, you call in. You can wear a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, the concert for tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night. You can't exchange it for any other concerts or anything like that. Okay, here we go. Let me do this DDD real quickly. Very short one, very cool one. So I just want you to know what it is. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Kind of a Christmassy one again. This will not be a Mrs. in Christmas. This is just a short little DDD. Luke chapter 2, verse 7 says the following. And I only wrote one line on this. It says, "Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room for them at the inn." And the only thing I want to say about that is this. That can't be us. We can't be the people that make no room for him. There was no room for these. There was no room for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Hey, guess what? We can't be the people where there's no room in our lives for God. We have to make room. And by make room, if that means rearrange our time, become better planners, figure out how to spend more time with God, we need to do that. This one passage, I always think of this when they say this. There was no room for them at the inn. There was no room for God. Now, I just don't want to be the people that are like that. I don't want to be the people that are like, there's no room for God. There is room for God. And we need to make that room. And we need to make that priority. And we need to walk in that priority. There's room for God. We need to make it so. Got that? That's pretty simple. Did somebody call in? There's somebody on the line? Maria. Okay, put her on. Maria, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, okay, here we go. You ready for this? It's a great chance to win some concert tickets. Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. You just got to tell me, what does Emmanuel mean?
God with us.
That is correct, ma'am. You just won a pair of tickets. Nice job. You just won a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, plus Disciple, plus Stellar Carr, plus Ryan Stevenson at the Calvary Chapel Oceanside. So here's what, nice job. Congratulations on that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Whatever you do, don't hang up. And then Robo Paul, I'm out of practice. Robo Paul. He's going to get your information. We'll coordinate for you to get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
So hang on. Don't go anywhere. Nice job on her part. She did it all right immediately, right then and there. So that's good. Why don't we take a break, Robo Paul, and then what you can do is you can get the information from her and get her that stuff. How about that? Is that good? It sounds like a plan, Dave. Thank you, Robo Paul. I appreciate that. You're welcome, Dave. Thank you. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. That's not the DDD that I think is super special. That one's still coming.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
They said he died after putting his finger in a light socket, but the scars on his body told a different story. Hi, this is Bruce Barker. Here in the U.S., we don't often hear about Christians beaten to death because of actively living their faith, but that's what happened in Vietnam just a few months ago. Pastor Nye and his family were planting a church, actively serving the Lord. They knew the risks, but also knew their people needed to hear about Christ. Pastor Nye was arrested, then tortured to death, leaving his wife and four children behind. Pastor Nye's surviving family members truly need our prayers. His wife, Lee Song, is continuing in ministry, even after her husband's death. Please go to iCommitToPray.com and post a prayer for Pastor Nye's surviving family. Our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs are providing help for their family, and your prayers will let them know that they are not forgotten. Please visit iCommitToPray.com today.
KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet. At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Can you believe the show? It's already an hour and a half of the 2 hours is done. How did that happen? What happens around here? You get into this place, it's like a time warp.
We're just having too much fun.
It's like you get in here, it's like, shoo! Before you know it, I'll be sitting on the 805 going, this isn't fast. In fact, my drive home is the exact opposite of what this show is. It's like, eh, saw that quarter on the freeway yesterday and the day before. Oh, look, this guy's stopping to pick it up. Well, who can blame him? He's not going fast enough for it to matter. How you doing, RoboPaul? How are things going for you?
Going good.
Your life going good?
No complaints.
Wouldn't help.
No.
Yeah, it's not helpful. So, you know, there's that old joke, you know, people that complain, from the Lord's perspective, he lets them live longer just so that they can be miserable. Like, wow. Okay. A couple of things to tell you in the news. Nothing significant. And I'm probably going to break this segment up to be shorter because I'm just in the mood to kind of change things around. But I did get this hot off the presses today because it's from MSNBC. And, you know, it doesn't upset me at all. It's the best material ever because it just keeps going and going. Like the Energizer Bunny. Joy Reid has admitted that she's very upset with Chris Christie. Do you want to know why she's upset with him?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah. Because he hypnotizes reporters. You are hypnotized. You will like me. I live in New Jersey. That's right. Right there. Right there. Whatever he had going on, he just lost it. I mean, come on. I thought that was kind of a classic-y kind of like he's hypnotizing reporters. Okay. On the not so cool, did you find a nice sound effect that goes with that? Okay. And on the not so nice thing, did you hear what Kevin Blackstone said?
No.
The ESPN guy?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but what do you say this time?
Why do they do this? My biggest plea in the world here at this show, please don't ruin sports. Please, when you're a sports person in the sports industry, you know, please don't ruin it. Please. I mean, that's why I like that that Laura, what's it, Laura Ingle?
Laura Ingram?
Yeah, her. She wrote that book, Shut Up and Sing. Shut up and play. Shut up and announce. Shut up. Because it's like it's the few places you can go, you know, like where you don't have to get involved in any kind of picking sides. You know, this whole thing like with the Redskins and, you know, you couldn't call them Redskins, which is like really the Redskins was a complete honor. But that's besides the point. Just because, you know, what's his face? The short guy didn't think so. That doesn't mean anything. Well, this is what Kevin had to say. Kevin says the Star Spangled Banner is a war anthem and should never be played before games. Not only do I just generally disagree with the statement, just in general, okay, but I think of little things that football is. What is it but confined, very tightly ruled, very tightly protected war? It's 11 guys versus 11 guys, and what are they fighting over? Is it actually the football that they're fighting over, or is it land? They're trying to gain land. That's war. That's what I think Star Spangled Banner should be played twice, once in the beginning and once at the end of the game. That's how you handle that. What do you think? Instead of once, we're going to start playing it twice. That's how we're going to approach that. Okay. And I know there's some people that they don't like football. I understand. Yeah, congratulations. I get it. Here's the good news, though, that I didn't give you yet. You're going to like this. The bakery has created the legend. The bakery, Zucker Bakery, in honor of Thanksgivuka. Do you know what Thanksgivuka is?
No.
You got to listen to the show more, dude. That's the convergence of Hanukkah and Thanksgiving being on the same date. So it happens. Next time that'll happen from this date right now is somebody said it was 1600 years, but I know it's at least 160 years. So Thanksgivuka is Thanksgiving and Hanukkah put together. So Zucker Bakery has stepped up to the plate, ladies and gentlemen, and have taken care of business. You know what they've created? This is going to kind of throw you off curve here. It's a Manhattan bakery. It's a bakery in New York. They've created a turkey donut. No, hold on. A turkey donut. So you got to be intrigued by that. Like, what does that mean?
I like turkey. I like donuts, but I don't know about having them together.
Here's what they did. One of the donuts, they have four different kinds. Spiced pumpkin with cranberry and turkey filling, sweet potato, and toasted marshmallows. I can probably buy that. I can get that. I'm good to try. They have one that's filled with spiced pumpkin, turkey, and gravy. I don't know about that one. They have another one, spiced pumpkin with cranberry filling. Oh, I can definitely do that. Why not? So it's just that cranberry sauce, right? And you got some spiced pumpkin, and it's in a donut. How great is that? I'm thinking, you know, a little bit like Joey on Friends, right? You know, so if you go through that. Spiced pumpkin, good. Cranberry, good. Turkey filling, good. Sweet potato, good. Toasted marshmallow, good. What's not to like? Then it's a donut. That doesn't sound interesting to you? I think you got to think of that.
I would give it a try, but yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going to taste too good.
The truth is you don't have to go to New York and fly in there just to try it. If it comes this way, give it a try. Maybe Professor X will buy us all turkey donuts. That would be nice. You know, there's donuts in the lobby for upper management. Donuts are in the lobby for upper management. Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when I come back, because we're going to kind of change the times around, I'm going to do that DDD I wanted to do. It's really, I think, one of the better ones that we have ever done on the show, so I really want you to listen to it. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com and save your green at Pacific Marine.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become a light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing an amazing thing, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monta Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. The presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monta Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. I just found out from Robopol, I didn't get to hear the new commercial because we had our guests in, but they did run the new commercial, so that's good to know. I'm very excited for that. Let's see. There's 20 years of experience. Got it. Active member of BBB. Got that. Licensed and bonded, over 40 different classifications. Don't understand that because it's too many. I don't get it. Testimonials from people just like you. Got that. Let's see, they approach every single roofing job as its own unique situation, believing that when they're doing the roofing job, they're serving the Lord and serving one another and serving people. Got that. New roof construction, old roof replacements and repairs. Got that. Phone number, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You just got that. All estimates are free. I got that. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, and on ExcaliburRoofing.com, get a great handle as to the flavor for the company. Also, you can also, I think, in regards to the employment, fill out the contact us form on that as well. 760-743-8803. You don't have that R&B music. I didn't tell you to pull that up. That's my fault. The Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. I don't know if that's there or not, but we have this little thing where we read today's Facebook posts. And we're supposed to use it's going to be tough to find. So if you can't find it, we'll do it. We'll set it up for tomorrow. So first, don't worry. We'll look for it for tomorrow so that we can have it. It's called the R&B for Rocky and Bullwinkle. Here's looking at today's Facebook post. So now just in the background, imagine the squirrel is flying around, and that'll help you right there. I wrote down Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, and this is what I wrote. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive... Oh, there it is. What he is proud. Good find on that. Well, can you turn it up a little? There you go. That's R&B music. Rocky and Bullwinkle. All right, so here it is. Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And then at the bottom of that, I put no quit. None. No. There's no giving up. There's no quitting. There's no, I quit. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. I'm out of here. There's none of that. In this faith, in this walk, there is a need to persevere. We need to persevere. And then when we've done everything that we're supposed to do, we will receive what the Lord has promised us. It might not come in the timing that we would like it to, because our timing is often not God's timing. And it often doesn't come in the same package we think God's going to deliver it in. That's also true. But giving up is not an option. Quitting is not an opportunity. Doing nothing and going home and sticking our head in the sand is not up for debate. The answer is no. We will keep on keeping on. We will keep on persevering. We will keep on going. Why? Because that's what the Lord wants. And that's what we're going to do. That's today's Facebook post. So I just want to make sure everybody got that. All right. And then I, because of the time and how I'm doing it, I'm going to save the DDD that I really like. It has to do with Luke 2. I'm going to actually save that for the next segment, because what we're going to do is we're going to break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to do that as the last element of the show. Can I do it that way? That doesn't matter, does it? Right? Okay. How you doing? You doing all right over there? Yeah, I mean, you're filling in.
Oh, I'm doing great.
He was sick, though. Noah Roma, producer, was sick. And so for those that are pray for us or pray for our health, we need to get some more praying done for Noah.
Yeah, he did not look good when he left.
He did not look good. And that he went through that episode about 6 or 8 months ago, and we're just hoping he doesn't go down that road. That's a tough episode.
Absolutely.
That'd be tough for him. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back. I'm going to talk to you about what I think is one of the most important DDDs. Hopefully you'll agree, and hopefully it'll be a blessing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels
while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, all you got to do is send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because my handle. There you go. All right. Let's see what I want to do. I want to do this DDD. It's in Luke chapter 2. So for those that are taking notes, for those of you that are driving, don't take notes. See, so if you're driving, I would prefer you to be safe. Okay? Is that all right? Be safe. And turn off your magnet that brings all the people that are texting right to your car. So turn that off. Okay. All right. Good. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. You want to hear a great verse, Paul? This is, talk about laying it out there for Christmas. Here it is. Ready? Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Today, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. You think, oh, that's very Christmassy. Isn't it? You can almost hear jingle bells behind that, can't you? Okay, well, maybe not. Today, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. Number one, today, a Savior. You know, one of the big definitions for Savior that people are not aware of is this. A Savior is a person who saves. See, that's why they're called a Savior. They are also a person who rescues, and additionally, a person who delivers others out of trouble. So a Savior is a person who saves, rescues, and delivers. Now, if you just stop right there and we don't go any further, that's pretty good. You know, because a Savior was born. It's like, well, all right. Also, in that passage, it says, today, a Savior who is Messiah. Now, let's talk about what Messiah, what a Messiah is in regular definition. A Messiah is an expected and passionate leader. So not only is Jesus the person who saves, rescues, and delivers, but he's the expected leader who's also a passionate leader. Now watch this. This is great. Today, a Savior who is the Messiah and the Lord was born for you today. Lord means this. One who has authority. One who has control or power over all people, places, things, and situations. A master, a chief, a ruler. Okay, so let's get this straight. So Jesus is the person who saves, rescues, and delivers, our expected and passionate leader who has the authority, control, and power over all people, places, and things and situations. He's a master, he's the chief, and he's the ruler. That's not even the good part yet. That's not even the good part. Today, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. Ladies and gentlemen, he was born, listen to what it says, six letters, for you. This is the best part right here. Jesus, who saves, rescues, and delivers, an expected and passionate leader who has authority, control, and power over all people, places, things, and situations, a master, a chief, a ruler, was born for you and I. for us, for our benefit, on our behalf. He came for us. You see, we were a mess, and even though many of us are saved, we're still kind of messy. But Jesus was born to save and rescue and deliver, to be a passionate and expected leader who has authority, control, and power over all people, places, things, and situations, the master, the chief, the ruler, and he was born for us. That's how much God loves us. Now that is Christmas. That is the Bible truth. That's the God of the Bible. That Jesus was born for us. Can I get an amen? I mean, that is just, right? Is that great?
That was pretty cool.
That's cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've gotten through the show. I don't know how you survived another experience. It's incredible. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back and doing it all over again because the Lord said so. That's why.
We've come a long, long way together.